Yeah, absolutely. I thought first half was fairly even. I thought we did some nice stuff first half. Final ball let us down. And the difference between the teams was letting someone take a throw-in down the line, dribble into your box, dribble in between three people, you just stick a leg out as a token gesture and slot it in the bottom corner. And if you defend like that, you're going to struggle. And that was it, really. There was nothing between the teams other than that. I thought we worked some good areas and we didn't have the end product. And, you know, we wanted more drive, more risk-taking in the second half. That's what we asked them for at half-time. Take the game to them, ask them if they want to defend their lead. And the second half was as flat as I've ever seen us. There was no tempo, there was no energy. I was running up and down the line. I felt like I wanted to create a tempo more than the 11 on the pitch. And, you know, that was disappointing, really disappointing. We lost every battle. We lost at one end, we lost at the other, we lost in the middle. They run harder than us. And it's everything we prepared for. Southend, you've got to match them in all of them areas before you even get a chance to talk about tactics and skill and quality. We made two mistakes that cost us the goal. That happens, but I don't mind losing games of football, but I want my team to have a go, and we plainly didn't today.
Was the first mistake arguably the biggest, in that they're not a side you want to go behind to because they're just so good at grinding it out?
I don't know. I think we could have caused them a problem had we played with a bit more tempo. And you've got to give credit to them. I'm talking about us. They were good. Their front two beat our back three up, their back four beat our front three up, their midfield run all over our midfield. And I want the players to hurt in there. I want them to be embarrassed by it, because, you know, I know I take the responsibility, I'm the manager, but I wanted to get out there and try and do something about it, because it doesn't happen very often in my time here, but you know, my teams tend to have a right go whether they win or lose, but today we didn't. Second half was as flat as I've seen us, and I hope they're not thinking we're safe and we're on our holidays, because we've got some work to do.
I mean, you tried to change things and improve things by bringing players on, but it must be difficult to try and energise your side, for this team, from the side of the pitch.
Absolutely. There's no, you know, you make your substitutions, you start thinking of Tuesday in mind, because you're not getting any joy out of today, and you start thinking about not getting players injured or fatigued for the following game. But it doesn't matter what you do, 11 players out on that pitch didn't look like they wanted to compete or run, and we got beat up today.
Had the second goal been coming for a little while?
Possibly. Even then, it's kamikaze, isn't it? You know, we lose the ball, we win it back, we give it back to them, we then win it back again, we then tread on the ball, and then there's a 1v1. So, but we hid today. Second half, there was no characters, no responsibility, no, didn't see any drive, anyone trying to get us back in the game. Everyone was passing the buck onto each other. There was no organisation, and it looked, last half an hour of the second half looked men against boys. I can't dress it up any more than that, and we can't have any more of them performances this season.
Very disappointed for Will Nightingale, because I thought he's come on a bundle in the last few weeks, I think. But it's a point of learning for him, I guess.
Of course it is, and no, I'm not going to criticise Will for treading on the ball or getting beat down the line. Like I say, mistakes happen. They're footballers, they're not robots, and we accept the mistakes. I don't mind, I don't like losing games, but I'll accept losing games as part and parcel of football. But I want our team to have a right go, and if they lose, the opposition have had to earn it. And today we lost and we never had a go, and that's really disappointing.
It's only one game, and you have to emphasise that. But it's important, I guess, now that we're pretty much over the line to safety, that we don't let the season fizzle out.
No, that's not going to happen. Absolutely no way. And I've just said to the boys in there, anyone who doesn't turn up training like it's the trying to get in the first day of the season's team won't play. And I'm not having the last 4 weeks of a holiday mode. Yes, we want to try things. We want to bring some of the young players through eventually. We want to try a few different tactics, have a look at a few different things. Yes, we want to do all of that, but we've got to have a go.
And it's Rochdale on a Tuesday night. That's we nearly picked up our first win of the season there early in the season.
Good team. Done a great job, Keith. Played good football. Create overloads, tough game. You know, Southend at home, Rochdale at home are two tough games. But we've got to make sure that whatever the result, we have a right go.
52 points, still the overriding target.
It's got to be. You can't sit there and all of a sudden be looking over your shoulder with two or three games to go. We've got to get there quickly, and we need to pick up some points this week.